from JMI Wealth, stepping back into the country momentarily before his next holiday. Andrew Kelleher, very good morning.
Oh, lovely to be back, Mike. Lovely.
What's the New Zealand dollar down to, 12 or 13 cents US this morning?
Yeah, well, I've been away, Mike. The currency hasn't done me any favours with my credit card bill, has it? Actually, I was looking at this last night, Mike, and put the commentator's curse on it because the New Zealand dollar's actually bounced a bit overnight. But I still think we need to monitor this trend pretty carefully. Now, Mike, you know I love facts, so here's the facts. In January, in February, in April, in all those months, the Kiwi dollar was bumping up against 74 cents versus the US dollar. This week, we have been flirting with the 65 cent level. Now, that's a 12% fall. That's a significant move in not a very long period of time. And we've been through the impacts of this, haven't we? We've spoken about this a lot. Good for exporters. Hopefully, we get some export-led growth in the country, and that, you know, creates employment, everyone's happy, but not so good for importers and not so good for Kiwis travelling overseas. But it really has been a bit of a US dollar story because we haven't seen the same move against the Australian dollar, for instance, because the Australian dollar's tended to be chucked into the same basket as the New Zealand dollar. It's been weak as well, but we have moved quite a bit against the pound. And I see in the last few days we've seen the cross rate against the Great British Pound under 50p, and that's taken us back to levels we've not seen since 2016. Now, what's going on, Mike? Well, as usual, it's a combination of factors. The thing is, in the last week or so, perhaps the level of concern about a couple of those areas has increased. So the level of concern around emerging markets issues, Turkey, Argentina, Venezuela, that's giving the US dollar a boost. Trade tensions with China. We've actually seen the Chinese central bank fix the level of their currency lower. That's making a weaker Chinese currency. That's flowing into the Australasian currencies as well. And then there's this perception the economy is moving at different speeds. US strong growth, New Zealand some concerns over growth. And of course, as I always stress, diverging interest rates. Mike, if you look at the 2-year benchmark interest rate in New Zealand, that's the 2-year interest rate swap, that's now under 2%. Mm. We were there briefly in 2016. Otherwise, this is uncharted territory. US, 2 more rate hikes, so diverging interest rates. So hopefully we can see a bit of a spike in the Kiwi dollar over the next couple of days so we can pay my credit card bill off.
All right, very good. Let's hope so, for your sake if no one else's. Now, the guest nights, what are we reading here? Fairly flat.
Yeah, well, you know, lower New Zealand dollar, happy tourists, and tourists do tend to get... tourists set their budgets often, as this is what we're told, in their home currency. So just looking at this, Mike, if a US tourist is going to spend 200, say, US dollars a day here, back in April, at that 74, at the moment, with the currency where it is, they would have 270 New Zealand dollars to spend. Back in April, that would have been Put it this way, the movement in the currency has made a significant difference to the spending power of the American tourists. Exactly. Yep. We'll get that right tomorrow when we're a bit more onto it. But what's happening with guest nights?
The jet lag and the Hawaiian cocktails there.
I know. What's happening with guest nights? Well, we're going to have to wait a little bit to see the impact of the currency on tourism because the guest nights that we've got are for July. But actually, it's pretty flat at the moment. And guest nights for July have a sort of an interesting comparative position because July 2016 and July 2017 were very strong months. Big surge in July 2016. July 2017, we're coming off the back of the Lions Tour. But total guest nights rose to 2.7 million. That's up 0.1% from last July. What's happened, though, we've seen a drop-off in international tourism. We've seen a pickup in domestic tourists. But, Mike, I like to look at the rolling annual totals. We've seen a steady increase since 2013. 2013, we're looking at about 31.5 million guest nights. We're now up to almost 40 million guest nights on a rolling 12-month total. But it is sort of flatlining. There is this question, have we hit peak tourism?
All right, we'll answer that another day. What are the numbers for now?
The Dow Jones, 25,954, down 17 as we look at it. S&P 500, 2885. NASDAQ, 7932. They're down 40. The Apple launch this morning, not doing the NASDAQ too many favours at the moment. FTSE 100, 7313. They're up 40. Nikkei, 22604, down 60. Shanghai Composite, 2656, down 9. ASX 200, pretty flat yesterday, 6175. We lost 30 points in the NZX 50 yesterday, closing at 9195. Kiwi dollar, dollar this morning, 0.6560 against the US, 0.9149 against the Aussie, 0.5638 euro, 0.5021 pounds, 72.93 yen. Gold trading at $1,207 and oil higher. People worried about Hurricane Florence, $79.94.
Have a good one. Welcome back, Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth. He and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.